This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Right now, 170 incarcerated people in King County jails are sick with COVID-19. Hundreds more are in quarantine, and 70 corrections officers are out sick. And that's created a dangerous situation, according to public defenders and corrections officers. Their respective unions are calling for county and city leaders to stop booking nonviolent offenders into jail and to release nonviolent offenders who are already there. Their joint letter says, quote, "Fear, tension, and confusion are sweeping our jails nearly as quickly as COVID." Albert All is a public defender in King County and the political action chair with SEIU 925.
The situation we have at the jails right now is kind of a perfect storm. You know, you had chronic understaffing at the jail, which ran kind of head first into this new COVID variant. And what that created was critical levels of understaffing at the jail that has put the safety of both our clients but also corrections officers at risk.
What exactly are you talking about?
We're talking about people not having clean spaces to shower. We're talking about people not having clean places to live. We're talking about medication not being delivered on time or just not being delivered at all. We're talking about meals not being timely prepared or people eating cold food. We're talking about access to family, friends, to talk to the outside world, being severely restricted. I had a client of mine who I met with recently on a Friday who talked to me about, you know, they're only letting us out of our cells for 15, 20, 30 minutes a day. And I saw that guy late on a Friday afternoon. And I talked to that guy again Monday afternoon when I got a chance to speak to him over the phone. And he said, you know, over the weekend, I was only let out of my cell once for 30 minutes. And so today, this phone call that I'm making to you is just the second time I've been released from my cell since we saw each other on Friday afternoon. That's the situation at the jails right now.
And the reason for that is because so many officers were out sick with COVID right now?
Yes. Yeah, they would not be doing that if they were fully staffed.
Well, your union and the Corrections Guild sent a letter to King County basically asking for the jails to stop booking people unless the offense is violent. Why did you ask that?
I think what we need to do is stem the tide of people coming into the jails before we start making decisions about who's going to be released. So every day we've got somewhere between 30 and 45 new people coming into the jails. And we've got to reduce that number in order to address this crisis.
Well, Albert, critics of that idea might say, you know, well, if people aren't being booked into the jails, they might not show up for court at all. So what would you say to that?
I see that as an argument for maintaining the status quo. And if I can explain that, what I mean is that whenever a judge in Washington considers an argument from a defense attorney like me for release, the court rule mandates that they consider two things: whether the person's a danger to the community or whether they're unlikely to appear at subsequent court date. And that rule applies whether there's a crisis at the jail or not. So when I hear from opponents, when they say things like, why should we release anyone when they might not reappear or something like that, what I hear from them when they say that is, you know, let's maintain the status quo in the face of a looming humanitarian crisis. And that, to me, is unacceptable.
You know, the public defenders and the corrections officers seem to be on the same page about this. It's not that usual to have those two groups seeing eye to eye on something. What does that tell you about the situation we're in?
I think it tells you that we're in a crisis. One thing I'll note is that it did not take all that long for the two unions to agree on the language for this letter. We had it done in a matter of hours.
And what kind of response have you had?
Members of the city council have reached out. Members of the county council have reached out. We have not yet seen a concrete plan from the prosecutor's office to help us lower the population at King County's jails.
Albert All is a public defender in King County, and he's the political action chair with SEIU 925, which represents public defenders and support staff. Albert, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
A spokesperson for Mayor Bruce Harrell says the city attorney's office is reviewing motions for release on a case-by-case basis. And the King County Prosecutor's Office says it's working with jail staff to look at cases individually and that it's not asking for bail for most nonviolent first-time offenses.